pretty good response game on a lot of fronts, just the game as a whole, and then there were a couple of moments within the game where you guys needed to do something.
That was work ethic went up, execution went up, power play performed. I thought we had a little more pace to our game, a little more resilient than we've been in the past. So once they pushed, first 30 seconds in the game, we pushed back. Even in the third period where they got the momentum right off the bat with the 5-on-3. But our team did a lot of good things tonight, and the main part was the work ethic. We got it back to where it needed to be, and we'll need that this weekend.
Power plays can be fickle. Was it just they were going in, or was there something structurally different?
Well, we had to practice. Yeah. We haven't practiced in a month of Sunday, so we had a practice yesterday. We made a few changes. I thought Mark Letestu made a huge difference there. He was willing to shoot, and he won some face-offs, so we were able to start in their end. Obviously, him scoring too helps, but some of those chances we'll look at tomorrow, and we'll be happy they went in, but we did have those against some of the other teams, and sometimes they don't go in.
Todd, Connor, and Leon talked about how much they like playing with each other. How do you see them complement each other on those?
Well, you've got speed and skill, and then you've got a great hockey mind in Leon. He's patient. He holds on to the puck, and the defensive players have to decide: are they going to be attacked with speed, or are they going to be attacked with a little bit of finesse? And I know they like to play with each other. We'd like them to continue there, but that only happens when the rest of the group is pulling their weight through the middle, and the wingers are playing well like they did tonight.
How rewarding is it for you as a coach when you do shake things up and you make those adjustments and tweaks to the lines and the units, and they go out there and they have a response?
Well, it's not about us as coaches. There's the reward is seeing the classroom perform at the level they're capable of, and you like that when you're the teacher or the prof, if you will. But the players should be pleased with their effort and their input. Again, it's not pretty. It's never perfect in this league. But I think they should be satisfied getting on the plane tonight, get some rest, and get ready for a big weekend.
John, sorry, jumping in late just over here. When you look at Leon, what is it about his skill set and maybe his mind that matches up well with Connor?
Well, we had just addressed, and I know you're a little bit late, but that's okay. I'll repeat it here a bit for you. They speed and, finesse, and the combination of both makes it hard for the defensive team. Is that blazing speed coming at me, or is that finesse coming at me? And sometimes they're caught in between. And like I said earlier, they enjoy playing with each other, and we'd like them to play with each other. But that only happens when the rest of the group is pulling their weight and playing the way they did tonight.
You mentioned Mark earlier. How important was it to get a big night from him tonight?
Which, I'm sorry, who?
From Mark.
From Mark.
Letestu.
Yeah. Mark Letestu. I call him Test all the time. Really, really important. He was out of the lineup for a little while. He had a tremendous start to the season and fell off a little bit. Out of the lineup, and since then I think he's answered the bell. I know his teammates want him in. They appreciate his his ability to almost coach the team sometimes. He's smart, he's bright, he takes control of situations. I'm going to bug him on the plane because I think he should have had four, but ended up with two. So we're real happy for him. He was a big part of the win.